9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, February 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. military officials have identified the terrorist leader killed in this morning's raid in Syria as the head of Islamic State, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. U.S. officials say they believe he detonated an explosive as American troops approached, killing himself and members of his own family. A Syrian civil defense group said on social media that at least 13 people were killed, including 6 children and 4 women, as a result of bombings and clashes in connection with the U.S. raid. U.S. stocks opened the day sharply lower. Tech and social media companies dragged down the NASDAQ, which by late morning was down nearly 300 points or 2%. The Dow Jones Industrials were more than 200 points lower or 0.6%, and the S&P 500 had fallen more than 50 points or 1.2%. And the Bank of England raised its key interest rate for a second straight meeting, moving further ahead of other major central banks as they deal with soaring inflation. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee agreed to raise rates to 0.5%, saying they expect annual inflation to push above 7% in the next several months due to low unemployment, raising wages, and surging energy prices. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.